Big Bang Theory is a model for the whole universe, not for questions of solar system, etc. Big Bang Theory has several varieties, but they all agree that there was an incident, let's say 10 to 20 billion years ago, maybe 17 billion years ago, in which the universe was at very, very high temperature and pressure, perhaps far higher temperature and pressure than anything existing in the universe at the present time, even black hole water. That it had been cooling down from that since that time, and that about a few thousand years after the Big Bang, the universe switched from being opaque, almost all brilliant light everywhere, to being transparent. And the remains of that transformation are what we call the fireball of the Big Bang. And that is still observable today, not as a fireball, but observable as a slight radiation from all directions that radio telescopes can pick up. The sky, so to speak, for a radio telescope is gray in all directions rather than black because of this material there. And the temperature of that is very close to what one astronomer had guessed it would be 20 or 30 years before that on the basis of a Big Bang model universe. Well, Big Bang model universe is very high density at some point in the past. Now, there are several varieties. The kind of thing you'd see in Sagan's Cosmos or in Asimov's material or something like that is that was just a contraction of the universe. And the universe expands and contracts every 100 billion years. And that was just the last one. And so you get Sagan saying things like, well, Fermilism really figured this out earlier, etc. If you read through his Cosmos book or listened to his, or watched his series, you see that Christianity generally comes out bad and any other religion comes out pretty good. However, the evidence we've got, although it points to some kind of Big Bang, I think, seems to point to an absolute beginning at the Big Bang, rather than that was the collapse of the universe which expands, and a strong movement in that direction in just the last 5 years. The universe came into existence. That was just one stage in an infinite history. God of some sort is not happy about that. About the only alternative at the moment, though, is to suppose that somehow the universe consisted of what quantum vacuum forever, and it just fluctuated and produced the universe 20 billion years ago, 17 billion years ago, which is all trying to get more in our inanimate design discussion. It doesn't make any sense to design the design. It's a universe without any explanation. It's something that's astronomically unlikely, whereas we've got some pretty good evidence. When we look at the order, a Christian model, in which the mind makes sense of the order, that's something likely. Something terribly unlikely. I wonder, so I'm going to put that spot.
Yeah, a question on the age of the Earth. Yeah, the age of the Earth is measured in several ways. Basically, what we do, however, in trying to determine the age of the Earth, whichever way we use, we have a certain rate at which something occurs. For example, the rate at which a river may carry sediments and form a delta. We look at it every year, and we see that the river can form a delta which is expanded, let's say, by a quarter of a mile every year. We look at the whole delta and we see that it is 10 miles long. Therefore, the river has been doing this. 10 miles divided by a quarter of a mile per year is going to give you 40 years. Now, that's the basic method that is used. Whether we're talking about the rate at which rivers can accumulate sediments to form a delta, whether we are talking about the rate at which certain materials decay radioactively, whether we are talking about the rate at which corals can grow, and then take the total growth and divide it by the rate, it's basically recognizing that certain things happen at a certain rate, trying to get a fix on the limits of that, and then taking the amount of material that we divide it by the rate at which that process can produce. And so various methods will take us back from hundreds of thousands of years to millions of years, but in order to get back to the 4.5 billion years, then we have to use radioactivity. And radioactive measurements, both on Earth material, gives us things over 3 billion years old. When we look, however, at meteorites, and we look at rocks on the moon, Then we see rocks that date anywhere from about 4.2 to about 4.6 billion years ago. So ultimately, in terms of looking at the solar system and saying the solar system formed 4.5, 4.6 billion years ago, that is the oldest date that we get when we examine things from the solar system. Again, either meteorites or the moon. But it's based, those long dates are based on radioactivity.